So I'm here at the end of the TSB Internet of Things session. I have Simon with me. Simon, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Simon Sprintz. I'm from a company called Focus Innovation. And we were the lead partner on the Consumer Convergent Retail project. Basically, what we were trying to do was explore connected retail scenarios. So the things that people would use and the data that might be collected and how that might affect retailers, the supply chain, that sort of things. We came up with loads and loads of application scenarios. We interviewed brands and found out about their themes, their issues, what they're trying to identify. A lot of it was around we need more people in our stores. We need them to spend more money. But there was a growing theme about how they can bring the internet, how they can bring the web experience into the store, and what actually makes a multi-channel shopper. So that was the stuff that we were really trying to explore and bring that findings to the developer community.
And so from your perspective, what was the most exciting opportunity around Internet of Things in that space in terms of the possibilities that you saw that would be really transformational?
Well, I couldn't possibly tell you. I suppose it's this thing about bringing the web into the store. Yeah. And when we were speaking to brands and retailers, you kind of got the impression that this was kind of a mantra that had happened at some retail conference that they'd been to, and they didn't really have a strategy around that. So some stores are starting to put free Wi-Fi in their stores, which is great. They've got a free platform, the connectivity is there, but there's no thinking beyond that. And I think that there is potentially within that sector a kind of there's a burden of innovation that's been put on those brands, and they don't really know how to answer those problems, and they most likely need the development community and the research community to say, look, here's the possibilities, here's what's being done, and here's what we can do. And I think that's where there's a real opportunity, and it's how we get to that point is what we're really interested in next.
So I guess the exciting thing is they're kind of building the foundation, at least they're putting the connectivity in, so there's the foundation of kind of what comes next, which I guess is what happens with the devices.
Yeah,
and
I mean, partly through they see it as an opportunity, and partly through they're completely scared about what's going to happen next to retail with the growth of online. So all sorts of interesting things that we found out, but I think that's the key thing for me. I think that will be the foundation driver for lots of other IoT services, is this thing about trying to bring the web or the multi-channel experience into the store.
Thank you very, very much, Simon.